listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Did you know over 80 million people worry about bladder or bowel leaks? Many feel isolated, even helpless, especially when absorbent underwear bought in stores don't work. They leak. Well, North Shore brand adult diapers has come to the rescue with reassuringly strong protection for even the heaviest control problems. North Shore was founded to empower people to live with the freedom and dignity they deserve. North Shore adult diapers stay dry for up to 12 hours for all day or all night protection. That's three times longer than the store brands. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order. That's NorthShore.com. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order and start living life worry-free. Do you have a hard time putting in eye drops? Miss your eye and waist drops? Introducing Gentle Drop, an aid that helps you use eye drops with ease. Invented by ophthalmologists, Gentle Drop is a soft silicone sleeve that sits on your nose to stabilize your bottle. In a clinical trial on low vision patients, Gentle Drop improves success with drops and increased independence. Gentle Drop fits traditionally shaped 5, 10, and 15 mil bottles and is washable and reusable. Please see our website, dropbetter.com, for a compatibility guide and more information. Gentle Drop takes practice to get the hang of it. We recommend using it with family, a friend, or eye care provider to give you some guidance. You can purchase Gentle Drop at dropbetter.com or Amazon for $15. Gentle Drop, make eye drops easier.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down.
back things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right, the hottest show on the radio. Welcome. Thank you very much for letting us come into your home with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome. If you can call in, we'd love to hear from you. Phone number is 407-894-1680. But before we begin, some of those people out there turning the dial say, what is this all about? Well, we are the bridge. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. So if you listen to the show, you may learn something. That's right. That's what one of our listeners said. If you listen to Blind and Beyond Radio Show, you'll learn something. Maybe you'll learn something. That's right. But before we get started again, let's see who our players are tonight. Well, sitting next to me, my co-host, my beautiful wife, the one, the only, Lynn Golder, co-host.
Who?
That's right.
No, I said who?
Who, you.
Oh, that's me?
That's you.
Oh, my goodness. I'm in the driver's seat now.
That's right.
Still.
That's right.
Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome to the May 21st edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I'm here.
She's there.
I'm here.
You're not kidding. She had a busy, busy week, but we'll talk about it later. Busy week, busy week. And all the way from, well, Fern Rock and Fern Park and all those ferns, our co-host, David Hillebrand. David, you there?
Good evening. I am here indeed. And good to be with you again here in Fern Park, beautiful downtown Fern Park, Florida.
And Fern Park, there he is.
Yeah, thanks for having me on with you.
Well, it's our pleasure. And all the way in a place called Orlando, Florida, right outside of a place called Ocoee. And that's our radio station. That's our flagship. That's our flagship. We have to say to Mr. Chris Shaw, our engineer, thank you for coming on board. Chris Shaw, our producer, our engineer from the flagship. Are you there?
Yay, Chris.
Is he there? We think we lost him already.
No. I just came back. I was trying to do the other things real quick. I'm here, though. I got you.
Okay.
Hi, Chris Shaw.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Doc. Hey, Doc. Hey, Professor.
We have a lot of shout-outs tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
I got to say something before we even begin everything.
Yeah.
I got a special shout-out. That's right. From Alabama. Oh, yeah, from Alabama. Fellow named Donovan. That's right. Donovan's on board. That's right. Good old Alabama, Mr. Donovan.
Cool.
What? Who? That's his name, Donovan.
That's nice.
That's right. Got a shout out. Shout out to Donovan. Oh. I got some other shout outs too. After everybody else shout outs, I got some special shout outs also. Get Lynn.
All right. You ready? On your mark. Get set. Go. I'd like to give a shout out to Cindy Hollis, Deborah Flynn, Tatiana Nisiotis, Feeding the Blind, Jewish Braille Institute International, Daniela Yank, Bridget Duffy, Ed Mura Haven, Angel Lopez, Mary Lynn Dillon, Liz Alexa, and Flo Walsh. And may I say one thing?
Yes, you may say something. Don't say too much, though.
Okay, I'm just going to say that my theme for today, I don't know what yours and David's is, but my theme today is a little bit about family get-togethers or visits, because it sure seems like there's a lot more stress these days as far as planning and carrying out the plans. So I hope you guys join in and let us know how it works for you.
David, you have any shout-out?
Well, let's see. I should certainly give a shout-out to my wife, Brenda, and Brenda Lee Yoakum, Hillebrand, and, of course, shout out to my friends, the Lake family up in Pittsburgh, and Let's see. To my friend Jenna in Alabama. And right now I'll leave it at that, but I've got a couple other ones that I'll lay on you here in a little bit too. Lots of people listening now.
Well, that's great.
Chris Joel, you got any shout outs? He's not even there to say shout out.
He does, but he can't say.
Okay. Well, let me say, I got some special things going on right now. I had a special get well to my brother, my big brother, Barry. He fell down and he broke his hip.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's in a hospital. And I'm wishing him to get better soon, quick. And I love him. And all I can say is, whenever you talk about family, I had a family get together this week in Gainesville, which is about 80 miles away from our house.
We just got back.
And I'll tell you something. It was for my niece who just retired. 40 years, she was at the same class, second grade. She just retired. She's not, she's only in her 60s, but she doesn't feel too good. But the point is, 40 years in the same classroom. Isn't that amazing?
That's quite an achievement.
We had a retirement party, and my other niece, Jamie Susan, was there, and my nephew, Brian. I mean, Brian, listen to me. I think of my son, David, and his wife, Tanya, and, of course, my great nephew, Landon, was there, plus a lot of other folks were there. My other great nieces were there, Randy and Ashley. But let me just say this thing. When you talk about family, it's get-togethers like Lynn and I went to today. We had a very busy week, to say the least. And we went to Gainesville. All I can say is, for those folks who don't visit family members, I can only say, I'm surprised at you, because you should. For those people who don't call up and talk to your family members, I'm surprised. Because the point is, when you talk about like my Jamie Susan, who does so many things for the family, so many things for other people, it's nice to reciprocate and go out of our way to see her, see David, and listen to this one. This was really nice. When you talk about family, when my brother, he couldn't use both arms. One arm is intravenous, the other arm, it's a whole long story. Anyway, his son, David, which never, all I can say is he's like me when it comes to certain things. He was feeding his father for 2 days. Every time he had to eat, David was feeding his father. Him and his wife, Tanya, were feeding. That was very nice. David, you came. He was, as far as I'm concerned, David's my hero, because the Golders, well, we're a special breed, but part of our problem is, as far as, let's just say, feeding people or doing a lot of things that you should do, you don't do. Let's talk about today, about the show, about today, about today we had a cancellation of a guest for the first hour. So we have a lot of things open. If you want to call in today, the first hour after 7:15 Eastern Standard Time, you're more than welcome to call in if you have something to say. Talk about family. I like to hear about family. And guess what? It's not always calling in the radio, our radio show, and talk about prizes or trivia questions. Sometimes it's nice to hear what's going on in your family, things that go on with your life. And all I can say is, I hope. What are you going to say?
Oh, it's time for break.
Oh, time for break.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We got to go to break. We got to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Oh,
are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Did you know over 80 million people worry about bladder or bowel leaks? Many feel isolated, even helpless, especially when absorbent underwear bought in stores don't work. They leak. Well, North Shore brand adult diapers has come to the rescue with reassuringly strong protection for even the heaviest control problems. North Shore was founded to empower people to live with the freedom and dignity they deserve. North Shore adult diapers stay dry for up to 12 hours for all day or all night protection. That's three times longer than the store brands. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order. That's NorthShore.com. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order and start living life worry-free.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Ambutech, your mobile way of life. We're worldwide leaders for mobility products. Life is always changing, and we understand the need to stay in motion for all events. We have your canes covered for all your everyday outings, colored canes for your special occasions, and adventure tips to help you explore the great outdoors. Nothing should hold you back. And a mobile way of life is what we strive to deliver at Ambutech. You can reach Ambutech by going to our website at www.ambutech.com, by email at orders@ambutech.com, or by phone at 1-800-561-3340. If you haven't already tried one of our canes, give us a call and grow with us. We'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yes, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. That's right. Believe it or not, it's Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I'm going to say that nice and slow. If you want to call in, which I hope you can do, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in. David, you there?
No.
Off the air, I heard something that Lynn told me. It was a good suggestion.
Yeah, I'll take the lead on this if you want.
Yeah.
Since we've got a few minutes, even though it's not Thanksgiving, it's always good to reflect and be thankful for the blessings and for good things that come our way. So, I've been reading stuff on my Apple News about people that have received acts of kindness and not expecting, but being in a rough situation and someone coming along and helping you out. Just out of the blue. And sometimes we don't even have a chance to thank that person. But I have certainly been on the receiving end of acts of kindness. And hopefully I've been able to reciprocate and help other people out and without getting any attention drawn. But I'd like for people out there in our listening audience that might have had something nice happen to them. Someone unexpectedly might have helped them out. Like I've even heard of people that have, one example is a young lady was walking home from school and she was cornered by a couple guys and she was worried she was going to get attacked. And someone pulled up in a car, a lady and a gentleman and scared the guys off. And she didn't even have a chance to thank them, but things like that. So anyway, if you get a chance, pick up your phone and give us a call. And it's time to Sunday. It's a good time to be thankful and let us know what someone might have done for you, or maybe even you can toot your own horn. What maybe something you might have done for somebody else and surprised them. You can call us at 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680, and tell us about the act of kindness that you've experienced. How about
that's it? Why I always say, and people who don't use a cane don't understand, when you have a cane and you're blind, there's a lot of nice people out there, sees the cane and then comes back and let's say be very nice to you. I have a lot of people been nice to me because I was using a cane. And let's just say those people who don't use a cane and they're blind, and they don't understand why people are nice to them. They bump into people and things like that. All I can say is that's why an amputee, did I say it right? Did I pronounce it right? Good. When they say that half the people in this country who that are blind don't use canes, it's amazing. I can't understand it. They don't use dogs and they don't use canes. What then?
We have a caller on the line.
We have a caller? Caller on the line. Okay. Who's our first caller on the line?
I believe it's Sheila.
Sheila, okay, from Orlando, Florida. Mm-hmm.
Hey, we know her.
You know her. We know her.
Sheila.
Hi, guys.
What's happening, girl?
How are you? I'm thankful every day for getting up. But anyway, I've had a rough couple of days and a couple of weeks, and I'll tell you, I absolutely love it when people – you can, on your A device, send hugs to people. And I get them pretty regularly from some people that I know that I'm going through some hard times and stressful times. And it's so nice just to have a voice say, I'm sending you a hug.
It's all right. Exactly.
Yeah, it's really cool. But anyway, that's not why I called in. But I just wanted to say, anybody out there that's got the Echo devices, if you've got somebody in your contact list, you can actually just tell your A to say, send so-and-so a hug. And it's really cool.
You can even do
that.
It on
See,
Facebook.
That, I, just learned, no, I just learned something.
You mean you learned something from Sheila?
Absolutely. I didn't know that. I didn't
but
know
anyway,
that.
But anyway, So the reason I called is because the Florida Council of the Blind State Convention starts June 1st and goes through June 4th in Maitland, Florida. You can register at fcb.org. You would be eligible for door prizes if you register. Deadline to register is Thursday. I want to thank Blind and Beyond Radio Show because you are one of our sponsors. We appreciate that.
Yay for us.
And you, our programs begin Friday morning at 8 o'clock with audio description with Stacia Boyd and go until Sunday morning for our business meeting. And we have everything you can possibly imagine, from technology to fun to advocacy to, I know that Representative Anna Eskamani is going to be on Friday afternoon. Peter Kujabi is going to be in person. They're doing a Spectrum session. So we've got one beautiful weekend of plans. So if anybody wants any information, they can go to FCB, Florida Council of the Blind, but it's fcb.org. And registration is $25, and registration closes Thursday night. So thank you for letting me talk, and thank you for letting me give that announcement.
Oh, you might want to tell everybody that Maitland is right outside of Orlando, just a little suburb of Orlando.
Yeah.
So we're right in the central part of the state, and $25 is a great deal to get to check out all this cool stuff. So
and we've got
and
an
I also
exhibit.
I we thank you, Sheila, for letting us know about what's going on. But also, I want to let everybody else know, if you have an organization and you want to tell us or tell anybody else about what's going on in your organization, wherever you are in the United States, if you are have an organization and you want to, well, forget the United States, anywhere in the world, if you want to tell people about your organization, write to us, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Let us know about your organization. Or
and
you can
I did,
even call
hang
in.
On, hang on, Michael, I forgot one thing, and I apologize. Lighthouse Central Florida is also a sponsor, and we will have an exhibit hall Friday and Saturday for exhibitors for everything you can possibly imagine, Friday 9 to 5 and Saturday 9 to 3, and it's at the Sheraton North Orlando in Maitland. So thank you, guys. Have a great show.
Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you. It's
going
to be
back what I'm saying
quite a fun time.
Anyone in this world who has an organization and you want to talk about it, if you have something going on in your neighborhood, in your area, write to us, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org, or call us. Phone number call, it's 407-894-1680. Let us know what's going on. Like Sheila just said, this show is for everyone. I don't care what organization you belong to, any organization. That's legal, of course. So if you have an organization, let us know. Let us know what's going on. What, Lynn?
I was going to tell everybody what we did this weekend, and you were talking about family. And, you know, when I looked at my calendar and my date book, and I thought, oh, my gosh, how am I going to do all this weekend? But we made an effort, and we did it. Right, Michael?
You did.
Yeah, well, Friday, I drove up to Valdosta, Georgia with our daughter who lives in Bradenton, Florida. She met me on I-75 in Wildwood, Florida. So we drove up to, we leave the car there.
I didn't go.
No, Michael stayed home and we left the car there at a special place that lets us leave her car. And we went up to Valdosta because one of our granddaughters lives in Northern Georgia. So she drives down 4 hours. And so anyway, Valdosta is the meeting place. So we picked up Lorelei, our granddaughter. Then we drove back home and Jennifer.
Pardon me, great-granddaughter.
Great-granddaughter, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's how confused. And then Jennifer and our granddaughter Jackie and our great-granddaughter Lorelei spent the weekend here.
Nice.
And yesterday, was it yesterday? I'm losing track. We went blueberry picking. And was that fun? Chris, if you're listening, you have to do that with your daughters. It's so much fun and it's local. They give you a bucket. And you go you just go up and down the aisles of the bushes and you pick blueberries. And it was so much fun. And then today, Michael, and then they went home this morning and Michael and I had to go to Gainesville for
listen to
so me. Yes. And if you hear our new rescue dog howling in the background,
I thought you
oh, nice.
I took her out.
Oh, that's
yeah.
So what's your new doggy's name?
Adriana.
Well, that's a matter of opinion here. That's a matter of, I say, yo, Andrea.
What kind of dog did you get?
Cocker Spaniel, 100% Cocker Spaniel.
Oh, nice. They're cute dogs.
Yeah, I
good for you.
They want to call Adrian. And as far as I'm concerned, it's Rocky. Yo, Adrian.
it's nice you got you guys got a rescue dog, though. I'd love to see that. Cause
let me tell you something. I could cry. This dog has been through so much. She wouldn't even walk when we got picked her up.
That's an act of kindness that you guys did, reaching out.
That's Lynn. That's Lynn.
She's six and a half years old, and she lived for 6.5 years in a cage.
Oh, yeah.
She's a puppy mill dog that was just there to breed babies. And so we forgive us if you hear her howling on occasion, but it's going to take time. So
she's only with us 3 weeks.
Yes. Yesterday was the 3 week mark, which they say is indicates progress.
So now we have 3 dogs and 3 cats
again. Yeah.
Almost a full house.
That's right.
Literally a full house.
And then we had a little Yorkie teacup with us this weekend too, our daughter's dog. So we had 4 dogs in the house.
Oh my goodness.
All different sizes.
Yeah, all different sizes.
So folks, you can call in now, 407-894-1680. Call in. Let us know what's going on with you. We talk about family.
Or you can let me know about that act of kindness that someone might have given to you.
Trivia while we're waiting.
Yeah, okay. David.
We do have trivia. That's true.
Let's do your trivia now.
If Chris, are you up for that? If Chris has got my trivia.
Let me think about it. I'm ready.
If you're up for it, I don't want to do anything drastic, you know.
No, you fine. I got the phone lines ringing already. I think they know already.
They know. If I'm picking it out, it's going to be an easy one. So, all right. Here is a song by a group in the, I think this would have come out in the 1970s anyway, but one of my favorite groups. And I would love to find out who did this song. So if you know who recorded this song, what group, give us a call at 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680, and you get a cool prize. So let her rip, Chris, and I know someone's going to know who did this right away. I've got a funny feeling. Okay, that's probably good enough.
The people
that know that sound will certainly know.
New callers first. New callers first.
Exactly. I should have said that.
Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Right now, we have a caller on the line that's calling not about trivia. He's calling in from New Jersey.
I don't know what he's calling about. We'll find out.
It was before. He called in before trivia, so he couldn't call about trivia.
He could be calling about traffic.
Calling from New Jersey. Let's see who it is. Who's calling up from New Jersey?
Hey, Mr. New Jersey.
I'm not a new caller.
That's okay. We like you anyway. Who is that?
I thought this was not about trivia.
I'm not calling about trivia.
That's okay.
Who is it? I can't hear the voice. Huh?
Paul.
Oh, Paul. Hey, Paul. How you doing, Paul?
I'm good, man.
Paul from New Jersey.
That's my name.
How's it going with you, Paul? What are you up to tonight?
Well, Michael suggested I call in to talk about a circumstance that I'm dealing with. And maybe folks out there might have some ideas on how to direct me.
Okay. Tell us about it.
Okay, Michael knows my story, how I lost my eyesight. I lost my eyesight during surgery on my back. In other words, I went into the hospital to have some issues dealt with in my spine, my lower spine, and during the surgery, I went blind. Oh. Totally lost my eyesight. So the diagnosis or the or whatever you want to call it, as to how I lost my eyesight is ischemic optic neuropathy, where blood was not getting to my optic nerve. And as a result of that, I lost my optic nerve was destroyed, and I lost my eyesight. So I never hear much on this radio station for folks like me, but I talked to Michael, and I decided to pursue an opportunity perhaps to resolve this problem. So again, it's ischemic optic neuropathy. There are these things that circulate through your body called crystalloids, and they come from, liquids that they're infusing into your body. And these crystalloids attacked the first soft tissue they could find and destroyed my optic nerve. So that's, I was told I'd never see again. And, you know, I'm a very optimistic guy, and I fight hard for things I love, and including my family, but I fight hard. And I heard recently of a new program at the University of Pittsburgh, and it's called Optic Nerve Regeneration. And I never heard of this before, but obviously there's lots of research going on, and I guess
Paul,
somebody should let me
you.
Know.
This is Michael. Paul, I want to interrupt you. If anybody out there that's listening to the show has a situation similar to Paul as far as optic nerve, if you have anything to add, please call in now. Anything about the optic nerve, we'd love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. If you have an optic nerve situation, maybe you can tell Paul something about what you're going through. 407-894-1680. Okay, Paul, I'm back to you.
Okay, so anyway, I'm pursuing, stem cell research has gone to a point where it's becoming very reliable. And without stem cells, you know, it's pretty hard to repair a nerve, which the optic nerve is, obviously. And so between the stem cell research and this this regeneration, optic nerve regeneration program, I'm hoping to pursue an attempt to get my eyesight back. But here's my dilemma. And I'm reaching out to see if anyone knows a way to battle this. So I've called the hospital four times I've called this in Pittsburgh, and I've not gotten a response. I've left messages, I've sent emails. And so that's what happens, you know, when you have an issue and you want to try to pursue it, you don't get help. Nobody calls you back. I mean, that's what the world is all about. So does anybody know anybody at the University of Pittsburgh? I guess that's part of my question. So anyway, that's where I am. And Michael suggested I share this with everyone because, you know, maybe we could get together as a group and really get on their butts to respond. So anyway, that's it. That's what I'm offering up.
Thank you for calling in. Any other questions people out there have about the optic nerve? Call in now. 407-894-1680.
I'm going to address that with Paul after our trivia callers here, but I've got an optic nerve that never developed, so I'm kind of anxious to hear how Paul gets along as well. So all right, so I understand we've got some callers for
any
the
new
trivia
callers?
There, Chris.
New callers?
No.
And a new call?
None of which are new. No, I don't have any new callers just yet.
Okay, who
Paul,
was first?
Paul, hold on one moment, all right? So our first caller is from Bayside, New York, and our other two callers are from right here in Orlando, Florida.
Okay, well, hey, we tried. Maybe we'll get a new call over the next trivia. But
nobody's on the list, right? Nobody's on the list.
No, I didn't see anybody on that list.
Okay, well, let's take our first call then.
Yeah, let me double check again. Nope, nobody's on that list. All right, so here's our first caller, all the way from the Big Apple, they say. But Bayside is part of this Big Apple. I don't know, is that the core of the apple, or is that like the rind, the top of the apple? Which one is it?
It's a little piece of the apple.
It's a little piece of the apple? Okay.
Yeah.
The side of it.
Yep.
It's the Bayside.
So who is it calling from Bayside, Long Island?
Linda.
Linda!
The world famous. Okay, hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
How are you? Hello, everybody. How are you?
Great, great. Good to have you call. Do you happen to know who sang that song that that Chris just played?
Yes, I think it was Chicago.
Well, you know it's Chicago. You're right. Yay.
Oh, listen to this.
Good for
Chicago.
You.
Chicago. That's right. Excellent. She just won herself a $10 gift card from Subway.
That's great. That's right. Thank you.
Excellent. You bailed me out. I appreciate that, Linda. So I'm glad someone won right away, and good for you.
Yep. So thank you.
Enjoy that Subway. Enjoy.
And thank you for the great show.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Enjoy your Subway.
We were in the neighborhood, and we just thought we'd stop by.
Keep on
listening.
Nobody.
It pays nobody
to
made
to the
any jokes
Radio
about
show.
The Subway. No, nobody made any jokes about the Subway tonight.
I have to wait for another. I need a new joke about.
We'll
Long
cut
Island.
You some slack
oh,
this
right.
time, but
yeah, this time, yep. Yeah, we'll
we
cut you some
material.
Slack.
Right.
All right, be careful out there.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks. Thanks for calling in and winning that.
Thank you very much.
All right, do we have time to talk to our other callers that have called in here?
No, we don't, because I think they hung up. So
we have to go to break. We have to go to break.
I got two other callers calling in.
Gotcha. Okay.
We're going to go to break.
I think we got to go to break, and then we'll come back and see what these callers got to
break.
Say.
Don't go away. Listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go.
Dave?
Remember that name. Yeah. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength. A champion of courage. An advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's concertostudy.com.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. If you don't know where you're tuned into, it is the Blind and Beyond radio show worldwide, from California to Australia to Europe. We're all over the place, and we're the bridge between the sighted and the blind community. And we've got a lot of people calling in about a host of things. We've already got our trivia taken care of, but we had just talked about families. We just talked about, kindness. And so what do you get? Lynn's got an idea.
Okay. Well, thanks for bringing us back, Dave. We have a few minutes before we go to the top of the hour, and there's so many people calling in, I'm getting confused.
That's a good problem.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, Chris is sending me all these messages.
Because they coming in to me. So we still have Paul on the line, but I got Peter on the line that wants to talk about the discussion that Paul talked about as well.
And then Peter
was also going to tell you the story about family and friends and things like that of that caliber. I'm going to put Dave through He's not... I don't think Dave is that sponsor that you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because we have Dave as a co-host tonight. We have Dave as a sponsor, and I didn't know who this Dave was.
Right.
We're all Daves in this world.
Yeah, it's a lot of Daves.
So Chris, you're the one that takes us off at the top of the hour. So you keep us in line, okay? And then we can take whoever's we don't get to now. We can take them right after the top of the hour, right? Before our guests. How's that?
Okay, sure. Roger that. All right.
Okay, so we'll follow your lead.
Okay, so then let's do this. I'm going to patch Dave through because Dave is somebody special. Dave was somebody who wanted to chime in with you real quick because you know Dave. Dave, you there?
Hey, Dave.
Hello.
Now, Dave, you're coming from Fort Lauderdale, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Aha.
Right.
Uh-huh. Did that ring a bell? Did I give away too many clues?
Yeah,
right there?
And Michael stepped away from the mic.
Oh, he did? Oh.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so go ahead, Dave.
Hi, David.
Well, hi, Lynn. How are you, hon? I just wanted to talk about where Michael and Lynn went this afternoon to Gainesville for my sister, which is Michael's niece, and my sister is retiring from second grade school teacher for 40 years at the same school in Gainesville.
Incredible.
And the community has always wrapped around her, but she has given back like no other. I like to say that there are very few angels here on earth, and I am lucky enough to have one for a sister.
Nice.
You know, I'll tell you, David, I was crying. I think I used 4 napkins today. It was so unbelievable. We spoke about it before at the beginning of the show. And
there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
No, it was incredible. Absolutely. Are you driving?
A lot of good people out there.
Are you driving right now still?
Yeah, we're on our way back home.
Yeah. Well, thank you, David. And we hope you listen every Sunday night.
Yeah.
That's great that you're able to take part in celebrating your sister.
Our nephew. This is David Golder, my brother-in-law Barry's son. Yeah.
Very good. And with a name like David, you got to be a good guy. There,
yeah, David. I was getting confused with all the Davids tonight.
and again, we can't forget to give a shout out to Barry, who was unlucky enough to take a spill a few days back and break a hip. Otherwise, he would have been there with us this morning, right?
Right.
But he's doing fine. He's doing fine. And he'll be back up and around soon.
He didn't slip on some ice cream or anything, did he?
No, he slipped. He fell in the garage, garage. Yeah, on the way to going to Gainesville. Yeah, your uncle Michael gave a big shout out to him in the beginning of the show. So that's great. And we really appreciate it, David. Thanks for calling in.
You're very nice.
And you call in again. That's an order.
Okay.
All right, David. Bye, Tanya. Thank you.
Bye, Dave. You're welcome to call anytime.
All righty. So that was great.
Yeah, see, I knew that one was going to do it right there. I wasn't trying to do too much.
Yeah. Well, thank you for putting David through. And then Michael will have to listen to the archive show to hear his nephew on the air.
Oh, yeah. All right. So who else? I got Carrie from British Columbia. And then I have Paul and Peter who wants to kind of converse a little bit about the eye. So let's go Carrie real quick.
Yeah, let's go.
I'd love to talk to Carrie.
Hey, Carrie.
So we'll do Carrie. Carrie, how you doing?
Hi, Carrie.
Good. How you doing today? How you doing today, you guys?
Hello,
wonderful.
Carrie.
How are you doing?
Welcome to British Columbia.
Yep, that's me. Well, I wanted to chime in on this optic nerve atrophy, going blind, because that's why I'm blind. I was blinded by, I have a bone disease, and when I was a baby, it atrophied my optic nerve. Now, they're not then, but there is a nerve decompression surgery that they could have done, but it wasn't available yet. So here's my question. I wonder if they could revive a 47-year-old dead nerve.
Or even replace it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. I mean, I was born blind, but I would be just curious to know what they could do for a 47-year dead nerve, if anything.
There could be. Don't be surprised.
Well,
I've got you beat by a few years. I'm 61, but my optic nerve never developed, and so I'm hoping to find even with stem cell research, they're doing all kinds of stuff where they're growing these nerve cells. So I'm hoping that they can just give me a brand new one, like a.
I wonder how well it would work. Like, would we recognize what we see? Because have you guys heard of Mike May? He was blinded by the time he was 3. And what happened was he still is struggling. Like, he can see. They did something, I forget what, but he can see now. But he can't recognize anything.
Even if it works crummy, I would be happy to take it.
Yeah.
Crummy's still a hell of a lot better than I've got right now, so.
Oh, I got nothing, and I don't care, but.
Right. No, I'm the same with you, but I wouldn't mind taking that chance, too, so. Anyway, well, let's find out what I think Peter calling wants to. Yeah,
David, we're going to have to. Dave, we'll have to wait till the other side.
We'll have to wait till the other side of the break
because we're running out of time. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Carrie.
Glad you called in, Carrie.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And David, if you're listening,
David Golder.
David Golder, if you're listening, a lot of Davids. Yeah, David. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, but I gave up. If you listened to the beginning of the show, you would have heard me talking about you and you talking about Dad.
Karen.
I talked about the beginning of the show.
Nice family.
Thanks for listening to the show.
And I told him it's an order. He should tune in every Sunday night.
Yeah.
You never know what you might learn, right? Yeah,
that's right.
Call in too.
Yeah. All right.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. I want to thank you all for listening. And we're going to go to break. We're going to the top of the hour. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. A lot more coming
sighted,
up.
Sighted, blind, it doesn't matter to us. Call in.
Call in. 407-894-1680. We're going on a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.